What if I told you that the future of business hinges not on profit margins or market share, but on conscience? Andrew Cooper's The Ethical Imperative arrives at a critical inflection point in corporate history, when trust in business leadership has plummeted to historic lows and younger generations increasingly question capitalism's foundations. As a millennial executive who navigated UPS Airlines through pandemic challenges, Cooper offers a framework that's resonating across boardrooms nationwide. The book has earned praise from leadership experts like Adam Grant, who called it a roadmap for building businesses that create value for all stakeholders. Its timing couldn't be more relevant. Published amid growing debates about corporate responsibility, it's already influencing MBA curricula at top business schools. Cooper frames his argument through a powerful personal lens, the tragic death of his cousin in a house fire, which becomes a metaphor for the systemic failures threatening American society. His message? The house is burning, and corporate leaders must choose. Continue with business as usual, or embrace a new model of conscientious leadership that might just save capitalism from itself. Growing up in Walterboro, South Carolina, I witnessed firsthand the stark reality of America's forgotten towns. Once thriving communities like mine now stand as monuments to economic abandonment, places where factories sit empty like dinosaur bones jutting from the sand. These forgotten towns represent more than just economic statistics. They embody America's heritage, unique perspectives, and strong community bonds that translate to political power. Corporate network planning strategies that bypass small towns for big cities only reinforce the rural-urban divide and economic disparities. As executives, we must calculate value considering social costs alongside economic ones. The forgotten towns matter because they represent 50 million potential rural customers and untapped human potential. But it's not just towns that have been forgotten, it's people too. Research shows poverty creates complex psychological consequences that go far beyond financial hardship. It affects self-control, promotes short-term thinking, increases stress, and perhaps most significantly, diminishes the capacity to aspire. Michelle Lamont's diminished possibility theory suggests poverty constrains one's perception of what's possible, while Jay McLeod's resistance theory argues that those in poverty reject mainstream aspirational values because they recognize the system is stacked against them. The pandemic brought these inequities into sharp focus. While I navigated corporate leadership as a 31-year-old executive at a major cargo airline, I also worried about my newborn daughter and witnessed death enter my professional life despite choosing corporate law to avoid emotionally charged issues. The crisis exposed deep social fractures while teaching society to rapidly develop medicine and adapt distribution networks. What some dismissively call cancel culture is simply market-based consumer response, not new to capitalism. Historical examples abound, from the 1791 sugar industry boycott against slavery to consumer backlash against Ford's anti-Semitic newspaper. Rather than being anti-American, these consumer actions represent capitalism's essence, giving people what they want. With corporations employing over 80% of America's workforce, they have disproportionate access to legislative and regulatory stakeholders, creating an unequal responsibility to ensure their policies don't harm consumers. Gallup's 2023 data reveals America's deep dissatisfaction with the nation's moral climate, 20%, wealth distribution, 24%, and major corporations' influence, 27%. Some of the lowest ratings since Gallup began recording in 1935. While corporations aren't people, they function like neighbors with addresses, tax obligations, and infrastructure needs. This creates a responsibility to be positive community contributors, keeping shared spaces unpolluted, adding value rather than degrading, and voicing concerns on community matters. For conscientious executives, stakeholders include everyone who buys their products, is impacted by their commercial activity, or holds shares. With public trust in government at historic lows, corporate leaders must fill this leadership vacuum because they can affect change rapidly without navigating bureaucratic layers. Unlike politicians constrained by election cycles, businesses can identify issues, determine necessary changes, and implement solutions quickly. In today's exponential age business environment, speed isn't just a competitive advantage, it's a moral imperative. My father's favorite gospel song, Tomorrow, emphasized the urgency of acting now rather than waiting, a principle that conscientious executives must embrace. Waiting has become a luxury unavailable to us post-pandemic. Swift action can save livelihoods, families, and careers in an economy where changes happen instantaneously. I've implemented what I call teleportative solutioning, acting nearly instantaneously on data and recommendations with minimal delay between decision and action. This requires removing bureaucracy, eliminating excessive approval signatures, and empowering portfolio managers. The key is flexibility that leverages people as the greatest business asset. When I implemented these reforms in my teams, we saw dramatic productivity increases. Best Buy CEO Corey Barry exemplifies this approach. When the pandemic hit, she immediately implemented contactless pickup and digital consultations while empowering local store managers. The results? A 37.2% sales increase in 2021, 27.2% over 2019 numbers, with another 20% jump in Q2 2021. This instantaneous attitude adjustment is necessary as consumers reject old-school leadership styles. Innovation rate serves as a barometer for leadership responsiveness. Technology leaders like Apple, Google, and Microsoft use collaborative innovation sessions to capture ideas that quickly move to patent filing. Meta Platforms has created an inclusive global patent program designed to drive innovation from underrepresented groups like women engineers. 3M, with its 100,000-plus patents worldwide, adding 668 even during the pandemic, exemplifies innovation through internal product testing and group ideation. Yet some companies remain stubbornly slow to change. After 113 years of requiring drivers and frontline employees to be clean-shaven, UPS finally changed its facial hair policy in 2020 when HR realized that perhaps facial hair wasn't as important as having enough people to deliver packages. While employees celebrated the change, social media mocked the company's slow pace. Conscientious executives must distinguish between values worth preserving and trivial traditions worth abandoning. Fossil fuel companies would be better positioned today had they embraced sustainable energy strategies in the 1990s instead of clinging to outdated traditions. The modern business landscape divides into those who recognize the need for speed and those who resist transition. When Nike endorsed Colin Kaepernick in 2018, they made a calculated moral choice that resonated with their customer community. Despite predictions of revenue decline, Nike's stock rose within days, sales grew 31%, and the company received an estimated $43 million in media exposure within 24 hours. Similarly, Chick-fil-A's authentic values-based service has driven remarkable growth, tripling annual sales over 10 years to $10.5 billion by 2018 and becoming America's third-largest fast food chain. In today's fast-paced business environment, hesitation often brings worse outcomes than swift, authentic action. Tomorrow begins today. Conscientious executives must be driven by a burning desire to fix broken systems while preserving business's best aspects. During COVID-19, I initially faced resistance when allowing remote work despite company traditions of in-person presence. The pushback came from multiple directions. Senior managers worried about productivity, middle managers feared losing control, and some executives cited cybersecurity concerns. Yet data showed remote work could increase productivity by 13-14%, while significantly reducing real estate costs and environmental impact. True leadership requires the courage to challenge convention, especially when organizational values and employee safety are at stake. Communities like Brown Grove, Virginia, and Brentwood, Washington, D.C., demonstrate the stark disconnect between corporate promises and actions. Brown Grove, a historic African-American community already surrounded by 20-plus industrial facilities, fought against a proposed Wegmans distribution center that threatened their wetlands and ancestral burial grounds. The company's environmental impact statements downplayed community concerns and historical significance. Similarly, Brentwood residents, in an area where childhood asthma rates were already 25% above the district average, opposed a bus terminal in their pollution-heavy neighborhood. In both cases, companies claimed to be good neighbors, while their actions suggested profit prioritization over community welfare. I contrast this with UPS's exemplary approach to noise complaints from the Pleasantdale community near their facility. Rather than dismissing concerns, UPS conducted nighttime sound studies, installed sound barriers, modified truck routes, and implemented strict idling policies. They held monthly community meetings and created a dedicated hotline for residents. This authentic engagement, not just empty promises, builds goodwill that's worth its weight in gold, while litigation against communities creates lasting damage, even if companies technically win. Dan Price of Gravity Payments exemplifies courageous leadership through his bold minimum salary initiative. By raising his company's minimum salary to $70,000 while cutting his own pay from $1.1 million to match, he challenged fundamental assumptions about executive compensation and worker pay. Critics labeled him a socialist, and Fox News predicted imminent bankruptcy. However, 6 years later, Gravity's revenue had tripled to over $200 million, its customer base doubled to 20,000, and payment processing increased from $3.8 billion to $10.2 billion annually. The human impact was even more striking. Employees had 10 times more babies, home purchases increased tenfold, paid down 70% of their debt, and increased 401k contributions by 155%. Employee turnover dropped by 50%. Courage can be cultivated rather than being merely an innate trait. Stanford researchers identified specific brain regions governing fear and courage in mice, demonstrating that courage responses can be stimulated through repeated exposure and positive reinforcement. When confronted with threats, some mice freeze, fear response, while others thump their tails, ready to fight. Organizations similarly have baseline responses to challenges. Some immediately resort to layoffs when facing economic pressure, while others, like Apple and Costco, remain steadfast in their principles. Costco's commitment to value demonstrates institutional courage under pressure. Despite 40-year high inflation rates, they maintain their famous $1.50 hot dog combo price, a loss leader since 1985. When their CFO suggested raising prices, CEO Craig Jelinek received the memorable response from co-founder Jim Sinegal, "If you raise the price of the hot dog, I will kill you. Figure it out." Through strategic supplier relationships and operational efficiency, they found ways to maintain value while making only modest necessary price increases elsewhere. The leadership imperative requires listening to all stakeholders, employees, consumers, and communities, even when facing opposition. This means creating formal feedback channels, establishing community advisory boards, and implementing transparent decision-making processes. While Wall Street may not favor decisions that prioritize stakeholders over shareholders, the long-term benefits of conscientious leadership, including enhanced brand loyalty, reduced turnover, and stronger community relationships, consistently outweigh short-term setbacks. Our values become evident when no one is looking. During UPS's demanding peak season, I once made a difficult choice to return a missed package late at night. A small decision that reflected deeper principles. Habits formed at both individual and organizational levels become powerful forces that guide decisions without conscious thought. Research by psychologists Wood, Quinn, and Kashi demonstrates that in stable contexts, habitual behaviors become automatic and easier to execute over time. At UPS, James Casey's legacy lives on through a formal policy book containing his values and sayings. These values are discussed before every meeting, creating deeper conversations that align personal and company values. During COVID, my team could anticipate my decisions because they understood the values underpinning my leadership. Like Daniel Abraham's metaphor of flowers that don't return but are replaced each spring, organizational renewal requires evaluating habits, allowing some to wither while stronger values take root from the same ancient vine. Costco demonstrates how values create loyalty that pays dividends. Founder Saul Price and later CEO James Sinegal built a culture obsessed with value and employee care. Sinegal personally inspected every store annually, offered higher than industry standard compensation, and provided health benefits to over 90% of employees. This approach resulted in retail's lowest employee turnover rate. Even after Sinegal's retirement in 2011, Costco's values of passion, integrity, ownership, and motivation continue to generate exceptional customer loyalty. Delta Airlines demonstrated principled leadership when it ended airfare discounts for NRA members after the 2018 Parkland school shooting. Georgia politicians retaliated by cutting Delta's $40 million tax break. CEO Ed Bastian stood firm, declaring, "Our values are not for sale," which attracted offers from other states to relocate their headquarters. Despite losing tax credits again when speaking out against Georgia's restrictive voting legislation in 2021, Delta's principled stance strengthened consumer loyalty. Research confirms ethical leadership positively correlates with employees' readiness for change. A comprehensive study measured ethical leadership using a 38-item scale, evaluating behaviors like people orientation, power sharing, fairness, sustainability concerns, ethical guidance, role clarification, and integrity. The findings revealed ethical leaders outperform transformational leaders within defined organizational cultures. When employees trust their leaders' intentions, they develop stronger self-confidence and better navigate uncertainty. Conscientious leaders practice habitual self-critique. Despite receiving conflicting feedback early in my legal career, with one partner claiming I couldn't write while others praised my work, I proactively sought feedback from multiple mentors and committed to improvement. This experience taught me that conscientious leadership requires honest self-evaluation and the courage to confront harsh truths without letting criticism halt progress. Nothing about having my first child was as expected. My daughter Claudia arrived in December 2018 after a difficult delivery while we were new to Prospect, Kentucky, a small town where we'd relocated for my executive position. This life change profoundly shifted my perspective on leadership and financial realities facing working families. Today's workforce faces unprecedented economic challenges. While company benefits orientations tout portable defined contribution retirement plans as superior to old pension systems, these newer plans actually create less certainty and loyalty. Combined with stagnant wages and rising costs, this makes family formation increasingly difficult. The economic landscape has transformed dramatically over 50 years. Real wages have flatlined while living costs soar, creating financial insecurity that stifles innovation. Housing costs have skyrocketed in urban areas, with even rental prices outpacing wage growth. Healthcare expenses have grown from $353 per person in 1970 to $12,914 in 2021, adjusted for inflation. Higher education costs have similarly exploded, forcing difficult financial choices. Despite consistent productivity increases, wages haven't kept pace. Even small compensation issues can dramatically impact employee loyalty. I witnessed a valued employee lose all motivation after being denied a mere 20-cent hourly increase. The gig economy further erodes stability, as workers like Don, a systems engineer moonlighting as an Uber driver to save for his daughter's college, divide their energy between multiple jobs. When companies invest in their internal customers, employees, they don't just strengthen businesses, but stabilize communities. Greenville, South Carolina demonstrates this principle perfectly. Unlike declining towns like Walterboro, Greenville transformed through strategic investments from BMW and Michelin, growing from a small community to a thriving economic hub of 40,000 people with median incomes over $54,000. Leaders should invest a minimum 20% annual tithe in human capital, ideally 1.7 times the industry median ratio of human capital spending to sales. This investment must be thoughtfully structured to address diverse workforce needs. As benefits consultant Uche Enemchukwu explains, one-size-fits-all approaches fail to address generational differences. For example, offering $100,000 in stock has vastly different value to executives at different life stages. Younger workers might benefit more from direct student loan repayment assistance. Gallup's extensive research across 2 million employees confirms that organizations with highly satisfied employees show superior performance indicators. Dr. James Harder's meta-analysis revealed that human resources quality is perhaps the leading indicator of organizational growth and sustainability. Beyond mere feedback culture, companies must embrace training culture, continuously developing employees through formal education programs like Schneider Electric's dual university system or Amazon's $700 million workforce upskilling initiative. Compassion, a deep understanding of others' suffering and desire to help, is the final critical investment in human capital. I once supported team member Bob through personal tragedy by offering unlimited time off and personally covering his responsibilities. Small gestures matter, which is why I later traveled at personal expense to attend Bob's retirement. Compassion isn't weakness. It's recognizing employees as complete humans with emotions and potential beyond their job descriptions. The contrasting mergers of AOL Time Warner, a $100 billion failure, and Disney Pixar, a tremendous success, illustrate how relationships determine professional outcomes. While AOL and Time Warner's clashing cultures and divergent visions led to spectacular failure, Disney and Pixar's compatible visions created lasting synergy. Dynamic omnidirectional relationship investment, DORI, named while watching Pixar's Finding Nemo, involves strategically investing professional currency to acquire and maintain key relationships that enhance leadership growth. The three-step process requires identifying relationships that provide skills or insights you can't develop alone, choosing appropriate investment types, and ensuring at least 30% of your effort builds trust in these relationships. Beyond traditional mentorships that often feel forced, effective relationships develop naturally when mentors see themselves in mentees and when mentees demonstrate coachability. While sponsors and personal boards remain valuable, three essential non-traditional archetypes deserve attention. The shifter, who challenges your thinking and helps you adapt to change, the connector, who builds bridges between people and opportunities, and the benevolent antagonist, who pushes you through friendly competition. Dr. James Stevenson plays the shifter role for me, challenging assumptions and helping reframe setbacks as opportunities. Leonard Searcy exemplifies the connector, constantly introducing me to valuable contacts. My colleague Nate Smith fulfilled the benevolent antagonist role through friendly competition that pushed both of us to excel. Conscientious leaders must strategically invest in relationships using five key currencies: time, political capital, financial capital, emotional energy, and talent. Time investment shows people they matter. When leaders give their full attention, they build trust and respect. Political capital is spent when publicly supporting others professionally, especially during challenges. Emotional energy becomes crucial when navigating difficult personalities or technology barriers. Financial capital ensures teams have proper resources to succeed. Talent currency is shared through knowledge and experience rather than guarded as secrets. Linda Duffy, a Forest Service employee with a background in human behavior, demonstrated the power of relationship investment during Oregon's timber wars. When masked environmental protesters stormed her ranger station, rather than calling security, she asked what they wanted and then asked for their help. For 4 painstaking years, Linda invested enormous time currency building relationships with environmentalists, logging companies, local tribes, and city officials. The resulting Ashland Watershed Protection Project became a national model, replacing timber wars with community consensus. Our personal relationships significantly influence our careers and leadership style. My wife, Amy, whom I met at Emory Law School, exemplifies this truth. What began as a study partnership became the defining relationship of my life. Despite being the smarter lawyer, graduating ahead of me, she made sacrifices as I changed jobs, providing judgment I trust implicitly. Conscientious leaders must invest at least 30% in dynamic, omnidirectional relationship investment across professional and personal spheres using all available currencies. These relationships compound over time, dramatically improving every metric from retention to profit. The tragic 1963 sinking of the USS Thresher submarine with 131 souls aboard illustrates how catastrophic failure can spark transformative change. After improperly welded piping caused an electrical system failure that doomed the vessel, the Navy implemented the SubSafe program, a rigorous safety protocol requiring robust design, testing, and documentation standards for critical submarine systems. This program created a virtuous cycle of continuous improvement that has prevented similar disasters for over 6 decades. Virtuous cycles are self-sustaining success loops where positive actions generate increasingly better outcomes, contrasting with vicious cycles of deteriorating results. The Navy SEALs embody this philosophy with their ethos, "My training is never complete," establishing a culture of constant briefing and debriefing to learn from mistakes. When Coca-Cola faced concerns about water usage in India, they aligned with their vision to create a sustainable business and better shared future. Rather than fighting regulations, they collaborated with local communities to implement groundwater replenishment projects, becoming the first Fortune 500 company to achieve 100% water neutrality 5 years ahead of schedule. This approach helped them crack the Indian market while demonstrating that corporate existence should interconnect with community improvement cycles. Our mindset, positive or negative, shapes our day and impacts those around us. As leaders, this influence is profound. Solomon Asch's conformity experiments proved that 75% of participants would change correct answers to match an incorrect group consensus, demonstrating how people modify thoughts to gain social acceptance and follow admired leaders. This underscores the responsibility of leadership. Virtuous cycles can easily deteriorate into equally powerful, unvirtuous ones if we're not vigilant. When Bomba Socks launched with a model donating one pair for every pair purchased, most Shark Tank investors rejected it as unprofitable. 6 years later, they donated 20 million pairs while exceeding $100 million in revenue. Their North Star of giving to shelters enhanced rather than diminished profits. The core of sustainable business isn't just generating income, but increasing returns for all stakeholders. Atlanta thrives partly because companies like Chick-fil-A, Delta, and Home Depot contribute substantially to local communities through their foundations. The city reciprocates by supporting their products and providing labor. With 5 million residents and nearly 200,000 businesses, Atlanta demonstrates how corporate charitable contributions make areas attractive places to live. Dr. Hillary King's Global Growers Network connects refugee farmers to land and markets in Atlanta, allowing them to grow familiar crops while increasing fresh produce access in food deserts. By setting up markets at transit stations, GGN serves both refugee farmers and low-income neighborhoods lacking adequate transportation. After George Floyd's death, I committed to authentic leadership both inside and outside corporate America. The compounded impacts of decades of corporate decisions that ignored community needs have widened wealth gaps and galvanized social movements. Despite challenges like climate change creating more inequalities, conscientious leaders don't succumb to fatalism. Ford's massive electric vehicle plants in struggling former coal communities show the path forward. Though Wall Street may resist investments in labor and infrastructure, balance will eventually be restored in a market that inspires new generations. The question is, what part will you play? It's time to level up.